Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
Mark chapter 13. Anjurup chettunu chuchi oka upamanamu nerchukonadi. Dani komma ఇంక లేతదై చిగురించినప్పుడు వసంతకాలము సమీపముగా ఉన్నదని మీకు తెలియను. ఆ ప్రకారమే మీరు ఈ సంగతులు జరుగుట చూచినప్పుడు ఆయన సమీపముననే ద్వారము దగ్గరనే ఉన్నాడని తెలుసుకున్నది. ఇవన్నీ జరుగు వరకు ఈ తరము గతింపదని నిశ్చయముగా మీతో చెబుతున్నాను. ఆకాశమును భూమియును గతించును గాని నా మాటలు గతింపవు. ఆ దినమును గూర్చియు, ఆ గడియను గూర్చియు తండ్రి తప్ప ఏ మనుషుడైనను, పరలోకమందలి దూతలైనను, కుమారుడినైనను ఎరుగరు. జాగ్రత్త పడుడి, మెలకువగా నుండి ప్రార్థన చేయడి. ఆ కాలం ఎప్పుడు వచ్చినో మీకు తెలియదు. ఒక మనుష్యుడు తన దాసులకు అధికారమిచ్చి ప్రతివానికి వాని వాని పని నియమించి మెలకువగా నుండుమని ద్వారపాలకులకు ఆజ్ఞాపించి ఇల్లు విడిచి దేశాంతరము పోయినట్టే ఆ కాలము ఉండును. ఇంటి యజమానుడు పొద్దు గురించి వచ్చునో, అర్ధరాత్రి వచ్చునో, కోడి కూగినప్పుడు వచ్చునో, తెల్లవారినప్పుడు వచ్చునో, ఎప్పుడు వచ్చునో మీకు తెలియదు. ఆయన అకస్మాత్తుగా వచ్చి మీరు నిద్రపోవచ్చుండుట చూచునేమో గనుక మీరు మెలకువగా నుండుడి. నేను మీతో చెప్పుచున్నది అందరితోనూ చెప్పుచున్నాను, మెలకువగా ఉండుడే నేను. The gospel of the Lord.
Keep awake and tell me when mama's coming. This imperative was not an uncommon one in my childhood home. Often given to me and my siblings by my oldest sister, Hannah. You see, on nights like this, when my mother was working late, Hannah, the oldest, was the one in charge. This means that Hannah would make sure that our chores were done. Hannah would make sure that our homework was completed. She would make sure that our meals were prepared, and she saw to it that we ate. Hannah was in charge of getting us to bed on time. This is what Hannah did. And I gotta say, she was pretty good at it. Occasionally, however, Hannah would allow us to stay up past our curfew, even on a school night. Nights like this, we would watch TV for a while, and the spiral cord would be stretched across the living room floor from the telephone jack. She would be on the landline talking to her friend. It was a good deal. We got TV time, and she got the phone. In order to make this arrangement work, however, one of us needed to stand guard, to be the lookout. That person would have to keep awake, peering out of the window, watching and waiting with vigilance for my mother to return so that we could be alerted immediately. On this particular night, it was my turn to keep watch. This was fine with me, as my favorite shows came on late. And anyway, it wasn't that difficult for me to look out the window and watch television at the same time. However, on this particular night, I was feeling drowsy. My eyelids grew heavy. And every time they closed, it took me a little bit longer to pull them open again. But I was determined. I was on the job. I was on a mission to look out for Mama. Getting in position, I quickly learned that the windowsill makes a good pillow. There I rested my head. At the same time, I could pivot back and forth, moving my eyes from the television to the empty pavement on the front stoop, and then back to the television. And then back to the front stoop, and then back to the television and the stoop. And yeah, no matter how hard I tried, no matter how perfect the system I had put in place, no matter my desire for my favorite TV shows or my fear of Mama's wrath, nothing that evening was going to keep me awake. At some point in that evening, Mama Keys jingled. At some point in that evening, the door squeaked open and the door slammed shut. But it wasn't until I heard my mother's raised voice decreeing, "Turn that television off," that I was jolted from my comfort of my homemade pillow in the window. We all awoke, and immediately there was no doubt. We were in trouble. Quickly, we cut off the light, we turned off the TV, and we waited. This time to find our fate. It's well known that Advent is about waiting, hope, anticipation, longing. These are all words that we have been used to hearing or that is spoken about during the season. We wait with Mary for the birth of a child. We wait with the world fed up with death for new and renewed life. We wait in a time when hate and misinformation fills the airwaves and our news feeds. We wait for a word of love, truth, and peace. We wait. We watch. We keep on the lookout for when Mama might arrive. Or perhaps when we might arrive once again at home. In the opening verses of today's gospel, Jesus speaks of waiting on an intergalactic scale. The cosmos themselves are misaligned. Soon the sun will lose its sparkle. The moon will cease to shine. The stars, fixed in places and patterns for eternities, will begin to fall. The fig tree will tell a tale. The head of the household will return. But such events, says Jesus, are only signs. They point us to what is ahead of us, to that which is hoped for. A family reunion, a gathering of God's beloved, a convening of all of creation in praise in heaven and on earth and under the earth. We wait with Advent hope to sing a joyous song for the restoration of the family, the reunion, the celebration. In hindsight, I know that whether my mother found us fast asleep or up way past our bedtime, we were fully her children no matter what we did. No matter what, she was going to provide us food. No matter what, she was going to make sure we had shelter. No matter what, she would offer us endless encouragement, accountability, and love. It didn't matter how we behave. She loved us, and she loved us unconditionally. As a result of that love, she also gave us standards to live by, to help us grow into resourceful and successful adults. Whether she was home or not, she wanted to be certain that we were cared for. And she wanted this for our benefit, not her own. It's true. If she had found us in our beds that night and chores done and our bellies were full, it would have made her happy. It always brought her joy to feel that we were on the right path and that we were growing in a healthy and life-giving way. Instead, she found me asleep in the window. She found Hannah talking on the phone to her friend. And she found the TV and lights were on. And my mama, of course, loved us anyway. Mama's love is something you never have to wait for. It was constant, unconditional, even as we waited on the lookout, trying to stay awake as she made her way home. I believe it is similar with God. God loves us. God wants us to thrive and grow. I believe in this season, Jesus is inviting us to stay awake differently and actively. Not as the young me, on the lookout and in fear of mama's wrath, hoping to turn off the TV on time, but as active participants, preparing the way, lifting the valleys and lowering the heights, building a church that reflects the promise of God's reign, the one that Mary sings about this season as she too waits with us. God's reign of love where tyrants are torn from their thrones. God's reign of love where the last become first, the captives are made free, and where all God's children are fed, sheltered, and cared for. God's reign of love, where all belong, where all are cared for, and where all are able to get a good night's sleep. Amen.